hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stapmiller, and we are here with you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this 19th day of September 2007. Some of the things I'm going over today: Greenspan is predicting falling housing prices. Thank you. I needed to hear that. Do some things on the Blackwater being thrown out of Iraq, or their license. And I'm a little confused here as to who granted Blackwater a license to operate inside of Iraq. Evidently, it was probably Iraq itself. So as long as you play nice, you don't kill too many Iraqi civilians, you get to keep your license. If not, you got to go. Well, they're reviewing all the private security companies, and that's a euphemism, folks, for mercs. I personally, and this course is against some people that like Soldier of Fortune magazine, I don't like paid killers, okay? That's what they are. Mercenaries are paid killers. They don't fight for a cause, they fight for money, which killing for money, this is the same thing our internationalist buddies want to do, so I clump them in the same boat. We'll be playing some clips here. One that I've been wanting to do here, and I just hadn't had the time to do it, from Keith Oberman, about Mr. Bush's little trip to Iraq, having General Petraeus, which has just been over in England, giving them the rah-rah speech over there. And this is disgusting, that a front man, a commanding general of forces in Iraq, is out there stumping politically for George Bush, while everybody else that's in the sane realm that have their feet planted firmly on this earth are saying, impeach this guy, throw him in jail, charge him as a traitor, whatever the case may be. The rhetoric is starting to get a little loud, and for good reason. The only problem I'm having with this is that we already saw Democrats, what they're saying, that, oh, we'll continue the war. We want to get out of Iraq. Well, are they doing a good job with that one? No, of course they're not. But here's the real problem, and this is the sneaky Pete behind the scenes, is that they're going to continue this phony war on terrorism to further enhance the police state. Democrats and Republicans joined at the hip. They may sit across the aisle, but they are forever connected, ladies and gentlemen, and there is absolutely no doubt about that. My opinion about this present Congress and Senate, along with the President, Vice President, his cabinet, everybody's got to go. This government, I do believe, needs to be, should I use the term, dissolved, or at least put in abeyance until we can get some real people in there that understand what a constitution is, because these whores have been selling us out for so many years, there ain't nothing left to sell in America. When I get back, I want to play the Keith Oberman clip from September 4th. It's very, very telling. There's only one mistake that I saw in it. Somebody needs to email Keith and tell him, hey, we're not a democracy. That's what they're over there trying to set up. Keith, Mr. Oberman, get real, get right. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Also, I have a BBC report on the run on the bank over there, and it's rather amazing. They have supposedly all these assets, $1 billion, $23 billion on deposit, $113 billion in assets, small run on their bank for about $4 billion plus, and of course now the bank has to be sold off. The Bank of England is assuring everybody that their money is there. The question is, if they have all these assets and all this money on deposit, $23 billion on deposit, their little bank run over there didn't empty out the money on deposit. So I'm a little concerned here as to why the Bank of America, the Bank of England, same difference, same taskmasters, it doesn't matter. Why they have to, the Bank of England has to go in and bail this bank out. Well, why should they if the money is there? But the bank is going to be sold off. So we'll get into that also. Foreclosures countrywide jumped 80% in August. And folks, I want to talk a little bit about the corporation and how a 70-year-old woman was handcuffed and fell to the ground and screwed up her nose. For having a brown lawn. That's right, she didn't water her lawn. And the corporate coffer Keystone Cops came to arrest her. And much more news and information of the like on the way, but I want to get this Keith Olbermann clip played and out of the way. And as I said, The only problem that I have with this, Mr. Oberman, is this country is not, and I repeat, not a democracy. It is a republic. It's got the written rules. It's called the Constitution. And again, it is not, repeat, not a democracy.
Finally tonight, a special comment about Mr. Bush's trip and his startling admission of the true motive for this war, which was revealed during his absence. And so he is back from his annual surprise gratuitous photo op in Iraq, and what a sorry spectacle it was. But it was nothing compared to the spectacle of one unfiltered, unguarded, horrifying quotation in the new biography to which Mr. Bush has consented, as he deceived the troops at Al-Asad Air Force Base yesterday with the tantalizing prospect that some of them might not have to risk being killed and might get instead to go home. Mr. Bush probably did not know that, with his own words, he had already been proved to be a liar, that he had been lying, is lying, will be lying about Iraq. He presumably did not know that there had already appeared those damning experts from Robert Draper's book, Dead Certain. I'm playing for October, November, Mr. Bush said to Draper. That evidently is the time during which he thinks he can sell us the real plan, which is, to quote him, to get us in a position where the presidential candidates will become comfortable about sustaining a presence. Comfortable, that is, with saying about Iraq, again quoting the president, stay longer. And there it is, sir. We've caught you. Your goal is not to bring some troops home, maybe, if we let you have your way now. Your goal is not to set the stage for eventual withdrawal. You are, to use your own disrespectful, tone-deaf word, playing at getting the next Republican nominee to agree to jump into this bottomless pit with you and take us into it with him as we stay in Iraq for another year and another and another and anon. Everything you said about Iraq yesterday and everything you will say is a deception for the purpose of this one cynical, unacceptable, brutal goal, perpetuating this war indefinitely. War today, war tomorrow, war forever. And you are playing at it. Playing! A man with any self-respect, having inadvertently revealed such an evil secret, would have already resigned and fled the country. You have no remaining credibility about Iraq, sir. And yet yesterday at Al-Asad, Mr. Bush kept playing, and this time using the second of his two faces. The president told reporters, quote, they, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker, tell me if the kind of success we are now seeing continues, it will be possible to maintain the same level of security with fewer American forces. And so Mr. Bush got his fraudulent headlines today. Bush may bring some troops home. While the reality is, we know from what he told Draper, that the president's true hope is that they will not come home, but that they will stay there, because he is keeping them there now in hope that those from his political party fighting to succeed him will prolong this unendurable disaster into the next decade. But to a country dying of thirst, the president seemed to vaguely promise a drink from a full canteen, a promise predicated on the assumption that he is not lying. Yet you are lying, Mr. Bush, again. But now we know why. You gave away more of yourself than you knew in that Draper book, and you gave away still more on the arduous trip back out of Iraq, hours in the air without so much as a single vacation. If you look at my comments over the past 8 months, you told reporters, it's gone from a security situation in the sense that we're either going to get out and there will be chaos or more troops. Now the situation has changed where I am able to speculate on the hypothetical. Mr. Bush, the only hypothetical here is that you are not now holding our troops hostage. You have no intention of withdrawing them. But that doesn't mean you can't pretend you're thinking about it, does it? That is your genius, sir, as you see it anyway. You can deduce what we want. We the people, remember us? And then use it against us. You can hold that canteen up and promise it to the parched nation and the untold number of Americans whose lives have not been directly blighted by Iraq, or who do not realize that their safety has been reduced and not increased by Iraq. They will get the bullet points. Bush is thinking about bringing some troops home. Bush even went to Iraq. You can fool some of the people all the time, can't you, Mr. Bush? You are playing us. And as for the most immediate victims of the president's perfidy and shameless manipulation, those troops, yesterday sweating literally as he spoke at Al-Asad Air Base, tonight again sweating figuratively in the valley of the shadow of death, the president saved for them the most egregious playing of the entire trip. I want to tell you this about my decision, about troop levels. Those decisions will be based on a calm assessment by our military commanders on the conditions on the ground, not a nervous reaction by Washington politicians to poll results in the media. One must compliment Mr. Bush's writer. That, perhaps, was the most perfectly crafted phrase of his presidency. For depraved indifference to democracy, for the craven projection of political motives onto those trying to save lives and save a nation, for a dismissal of the value of the polls and the importance of the media, for a summary of all he does not hold dear about this nation or its people, nothing could top that. As if, sir, you listened to all the calm assessments of our military commanders, rather than firing the ones who dared say the emperor has no clothes and the president no judgment. As if, sir, your entire presidency was not a nervous reaction, and you yourself nothing but a Washington politician. As if, sir, the media does not largely divide into those parts your minions are playing and those others who unthinkingly and uncritically serve as your echo chamber at a time when the nation's future may depend on the airing of dissent. And as if, sir, those polls were not so overwhelming and not so clearly reflective of the nation's agony and the nation's insistence. But this president has ceased to listen. This president has decided that night is day and death is life, and enraging the world against us is safety. And this laziest of presidents actually interrupted his precious time off to fly to Iraq to play at a photo opportunity with soldiers, some of whom will, on his orders, be killed before the year, maybe before the month is out. Just over 500 days remain in this presidency. Consider the dead who have piled up on the battlefield in these last 500 days. Consider the singular fraudulence of this president's trip to Iraq yesterday, and the singular fraudulence of the selling of the Petraeus report in these last 500 days. Consider how this president has torn away at the fabric of this nation in a manner of which terrorists can only dream in these last 500 days. And consider again how this president has spoken to that biographer, that he is playing for October, November, that the goal in Iraq is to get us in a position where the presidential candidates will be comfortable about sustaining a presence. And consider how this revelation contradicts every other rationale he has offered in these last 500 days. In the context of all that, now consider these next 500 days. Mr. Bush, our presence in Iraq must end. Even if it means your resignation, even if it means your impeachment, even if it means a different Republican to serve out your term, even if it means a Democratic Congress and those true patriots among the Republicans standing up and denying you another penny for Iraq, other than for the safety and safe conduct home of our troops, this country cannot run the risk of what you can still do to this country in the next 500 days, not while you, sir, are playing. Good night and good luck.
Pretty good, except the democracy deal. we spent over $1 trillion in the foray for the roadmap to peace in the Middle East, destabilizing or toppling any Arab country that is over there that doesn't play in the oversized sandbox well with Israel. Actually, in reality, it's the other way around. Israel doesn't play nice with its neighbors. Palestine, the butchering continues over there. I think it was the defense minister that made this statement today that if in fact Israel attacks Iran, they're going to bomb, excuse me, Israel. That would be like taking a knife to a gunfight. Not a good idea. That is more or less empty rhetoric, because Israel has already hinted at the possibility of using nuclear weapons against Iran. It is time for the Israeli people over there and this government, the Zionist government, that has occupied, started and has occupied the seats of government over there for a long, long time. People often ask me, what's the solution with Israel? Smack them down, tell them to stay on their borders, and start making nice with their neighbors. Now, we've seen diplomacy at the point of a gun, and we know that it does not work. Notice they're still talking about, they're not talking about strategy. Strategy is the last thing that they want to talk about in the Middle East, because within that strategy is knocking down the other Arab countries over there. They don't want to go there. And they'll still keep talking about tactics. We're going to get the enemy. We're going to give them democracy. We're going to give them freedom. No, we've given them a million dead countrymen and more war to come. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Out of the independent British newspaper, Iraq to Review Legal Status of Private Security Companies, Kim Samgupta, I do believe that's the name, wrote this story. Today, the Iraqi government announced yesterday that it will review the legal status of all private security contractors working in the country in the wake of the banning of American company Blackwater USA over the killing of civilians. Now, the death toll from the shooting on Sunday rose to 11 with 13 wounded. Blackwater has refused to apologize and claimed that those shot, who included women and children, were armed insurgents and our personnel acted lawfully and appropriately. Let me stop right here. Under what law are they operating? They're not under military code of anything over there. They're not warriors, folks. They're paid killers. That's what mercenaries are. They fight for money, not for causes, not for ideologies, not for politics. They fight for the almighty dollar. Story goes on to say it has also been claimed that as well as shooting at civilians, the Blackwater Guards exchanged fire with Iraqi police and soldiers. The U.S. Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, called the Iraqi Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, to offer condolences for the deaths and promised, a thorough investigation into what happened. Blackwater had been contracted to provide security to many U.S. officials in Baghdad, including the ambassador. The radical Shia cleric Al Sadr said yesterday that this aggression wouldn't have happened had it not been for the presence of the occupiers who brought these companies. Notice he said companies. Cancel this company's work and the rest of the criminal and intelligence companies. An Iraqi government spokesman, Ali Abdaba, I do believe it's pronounced, said the cabinet was meeting to review the operations of foreign and local security companies in Iraq. Brigadier General Abdul Karim Khalif of the Interior Ministry said, Blackwater committed a crime. They carried out a flagrant assault. The judicial system will now take action. It remains unclear, however, what legal action can be taken. Private military companies were granted immunity from Iraqi prosecution under Order No. 17 of the Coalition Provisional Authority. The country's national security advisor said this is a golden opportunity for the government of Iraq to radically review the order. There was more violence in Baghdad yesterday as four car bombs in Baghdad killed 21 people. Some of the victims were at the morgue waiting to collect the bodies of relations who had died in Sunday's shooting. This is going to present a tactical problem for our forces over there because we have over 100,000 mercenaries running all over that country shooting up all kinds of things. And if they pull the mercs out of there, then what are they going to do with filling those slots? We're already playing policemen over there. Now we've got to pander to ambassadors and their entourages and whatever else. Private security companies, Iraq is awash in them. And they're starting to get the idea that it's not a good idea to have the United States over there, let alone hired killers, mercenaries. And it looks like they just might ask them all to leave. Cancel their contracts, get them the heck out of there. If they do that, then the United States government is going to be forced to do one of two things. Either withdraw the rest of the troops, because you know what's going to happen when those security forces leave. That's right, we'll be more cannon fodder over there. More U.S. soldiers are going to die. More Iraqis are going to die. Over what? Exactly what have we accomplished? What was the mission, Mr. President? They will not discuss strategy. They constantly harp on tactics. And George Bush's brain-clipped, not even sound-clipped, brain-clipped statements, we're on the hunt. We're going to get the enemy. We're going to win. Win what? What is the war? The war is one of ideology. We should never have been over there in the first place. We all know about the deception and the lies to get us into it. We all know about the lies that have been perpetrated to the American people. But I hold Congress responsible. I hold them responsible because they gave this king the keys to the kingdom, that he can take whatever action he deems necessary, any preemptive action. In other words, the Congress has absolved itself from responsibility of actually declaring war. You know, that's when bullets are fired and bombs are dropped, people die, people bleed. That's called war. And the United States Congress has absolved itself from that responsibility along with many other responsibilities. This government, folks, is not our government anymore. It is run by the elite, the rich and powerful, with a globalist agenda. They have their tentacles out there. They're feeding all kinds of funds to those that they want to make rich. But this just isn't about money or oil in Iraq. As Mr. Greenspan says, this has to do with a political agenda, not our political agenda, the globalist agenda, their political agenda for a global government. How can you have pockets of resistance like the Arab Emirates over there, the Arab nations that don't want to submit to democracy, our idea of how they should run things, let alone being part of the global governance scheme? They have the right for their own self-determination, and we should not be over there meddling in their affairs. They present no threat to us, and we've killed 1 million Iraqis so far and well over 12,000 American soldiers.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
By the way, I've got the University of Florida Police Department report in its entirety about the little issue that went down there on the University of Florida campus. And this had to do with the guy that went a little crazy. And for the cameras, I might add. It was drama and theatrics in front of John Kerry. This was a journalism class, not a symposium or a talk. This was actually a journalism class, and this guy kind of bustled his way to the head of the crowd, started asking questions of John Kerry. And the questions were not illegitimate questions. It is the manner in which he went about it. If you want to be discounted out there, stick a bullhorn in your face, go disrupt people, do it instead, and you become a nuisance. You become a cartoon caricature, and that's what this guy turned himself into. Rather than getting up to the microphone and asking pointed questions and let him give his political answers and then hammer right back at him, instead of getting the crowd that was seated there on his side as far as asking the correct questions in a calm and reasoned manner, this guy wants to go off like some kind of maniac. This is good theatrics. It belongs in the Barnum and Bailey show, folks. It doesn't belong. I mean, and I'm not saying anything about your right to protest, free speech, or anything like that. I am just simply saying in the manner in which it's presented, I would have had that crowd on my side. I would have had them chanting in my behalf because I would have been logical. I would have been reasonable. I would have been calm but persistent. But being a young man the way he is, he decided not to do that. And like I said, he asked some very good questions. Greg Palast's book, John Kerry admitted that he read the book. He talked about the stolen elections. Why didn't you put up a fuss about it? Is it true that you're a member of the Skull and Bones? And on and on. All of which is good stuff. But again, when... And maybe this has to do with the level of maturity, because he was only, I think, 20 years old. And I am just amazed. I'm looking for the guy's name here, William Andrew Meyer. And I am just amazed, and I think this has to do with the maturity level, that sometimes people think that by being an aberrant butthead, that somehow that this is going to gain you support or attention. Yeah, it gets you the attention, but the wrong kind of attention. When you show up at an event to become the story rather than covering the story or invoking a process of calmed reason questioning, well, then it becomes useless. And you, as I said, you become a caricature. It's stupid. And people are laughing up their sleeves at this. Now, the important point about this whole story, of which they quickly seized on and then quietly dismissed, is the use of tasers. And I can remember when we first fired up the network, and I told this story before on air. We had a Travis County constable. I think I'd done my second or third show from the new network. And I'm sitting there in the broadcast booth, and I hear a knock at the door, and I said, "Come in." I assumed that it was somebody that wasn't familiar because they could have walked around the wall and peeked through the window, the broadcast window. But I naturally said, "Well, come in." And there was a cop standing there in full regalia, badge and everything, and he had a piece of paper in his hand. And I said, "Yes, and what can I do for you?" And he asked, "Are you so-and-so?" And I'm thinking, well, here comes a legal process. And he kind of butchered my last name, but I acknowledged. And he said, "Well, I just want to shake your hand." Well, this gentleman, this police officer, came around the network quite often. And he was in favor of what we were doing until it came down to the point of tasers. And he thought it was a useful law enforcement tool. Well, I guess that's one way of looking at it. And I just told him, I said, "Look, there are an inherent risk being a police officer. You're out there in the public. From time to time, you're going to get into altercations. You're going to mix it up with people. And that is part and parcel of the job. This is one of the complaints I have against women officers being out there. I've always had respect for the badge per se when I was growing up. And whether it be a woman wearing the badge or a man, it was simply a representation of supposed law. And I've since discovered the Keystone Corporate Coffer Cops and the corporation of which they represent. Not always constitutional, folks. Many times statutory or whatever the city council or the holders of the corporation and their board decides is policy. But having said all that, the issue came down to the use of tasers. And my position was clearly stated and pretty simple and straightforward that if you're out there and you have force continuum, one being an interview, five being pulling your gun out and killing somebody, or tasering them and they die. That's really not on the list as the force continuum, stage five. Death, that is, of not the cop, but the individual. Well, then there's got to be something wrong with this. You have your gun, you have your pepper spray, you have your club, your billy club, that are now them. A lot of them are using the condensed version, you know, the little telescoping kind of whip kind of club. That, you know, from time to time, you're going to get out there and you're going to be in a position, you're going to mix it up physically with somebody. And again, that's what I said. That's why I don't like women in a uniform. I don't give a hoot and a holler if it's for the military or on the beat as a police officer. But my contentions were very clear that this is, in your minds, a way to bring a subject to submission. Now, assuming that that's prior to arrest, to cuff them or whatever else. But the problem here is the mechanism and its use. Literally, folks, it is a torture mechanism. Now, some might argue that, well, isn't being beat with a billy club torturous? Well, yes, it can be. But it takes the individual a hands-on approach. In other words, picking up the club and beating your subject. Until they either submit or you kill them or something happens and you get them cuffed and you cart them off to jail. Tasers are for lazy cops. Tasers are a torturous device that have killed many in this country. And that's not to say that billy clubs or anything else haven't killed, but not to this degree. And they think it's a good idea. That's what I take away from the story down at the University of Florida. It was the use of the taser. Yeah, the guy was being disruptive, but again, it comes down to tactics, folks. If you want somebody to listen to you, don't look like a slavering idiot, because they're going to dismiss you. It's going to be entertaining for a few minutes, and if things that turn out really bad, you may even make it to the movie of the week. But a long-lasting impression does not last in people's minds. And that's the problem that I had with this whole deal. And I watched the video, and I watched the video that he asked a female to videotape. And he made sure that the camera was on, and then he went into his routine. It was a show. And that's what it was designed to do. But again, I'm questioning the tactics. And after reading the police report here, which is some... trust me here, folks... I don't read a police report and say, yep, these guys are right, you know, jury's in. No. But I've read enough of this. I've seen enough off of the video that's posted on YouTube. It's also on republicbroadcasting.org. You may want to take a look at it. But I have the actual police report here. And after reading the report, is it an issue of free speech? Do you have the right to walk in to a journalism class and disrupt the journalism class? He made the statement that John Kerry had been babbling for 2 hours. Well, he was invited in to babble. That was part of the curriculum. Not that I agree with anything John Kerry ever says, but is it a violation of free speech? Any more than it'd be a violation of free speech if a group of people busted in this network to disrupt the network and the radio programming. That's not an issue of free speech. That's a question of disruption and whether I want to allow you to do it or not to do it. Well, the obvious question is, no, I wouldn't. But if you want to pick out your spokesperson and sit down at this microphone and discuss issues, I'll be more than glad to do it. More than happy to do it. Many people, through their opinions and their views, admit their own ignorance. And that's readily apparent to a person that knows how to ask the right questions. That's all the time I'm going to spend on this. But again, the issue here is the use of tasers. Free speech? I don't think it's an issue of free speech. The guy had his opportunity to go up to the microphone like everybody else down there. And like I said, rather than gaining the support of the crowd through logical questioning, and you can do this. I mean, he was there in front of a politician. Politicians do this all the time. There is an art to this. And if you think you can just bludgeon your way in, roll over the top of people, scream at a bullhorn, or yell and scream at people, and think that you're going to have a lasting effect on their memory, you're wrong. You are dead wrong. I pay attention to people, and I don't care if it's a mass gathering. I don't care if it's a full-blown march. Do you think, and this is for historical purposes in review, do you think that Martin Luther King would have had the desired results in Selma, Arizona, if they just started rioting and busting stuff up? Or would it have gained more national attention if it was a peaceful demonstration and they're demonstrating what they want, justice, rather than creating something other than what they're asking for? There are ways to do things, folks. There are ways, and then there are ways. I never have a problem. I don't ever have a problem talking to anybody, and I don't care what their station of life is. I don't care who they are, whether they're a nationally known politician or they're the common guy on the street. I can talk with these people. I can reason with people. If I have a point of view, they have a point of view, I listen to their point of view. It may be fallacious. It may be even stupid. It may even be ignorant. And they may be parroting what somebody else had said because they can't think for themselves because they don't know how to critically think or how to analyze things. But I can talk to anybody, anytime, anywhere, and I have a pretty good result. So is it an issue of free speech? I don't think that it was. He had his opportunity, like anybody else there, to question. And rather than gaining the support of the 200-plus people that were in that journalism class, he could have encouraged other people to ask more probing questions. And Mr. Kerry might have had to run out the back door with his little liar, liar pants on fire. But there are ways to do things, folks. If you don't want to be seen as a buffoon and an idiot, quit acting like one. Before I get into, and that's my commentary, miles and miles to go before we sleep. Mm-hmm. Let me do this short little story, and then I'll do a BBC report here, and talking about, and I got to say, not that the British press over there are the vanguards of truth, justice, and the human way, but they're a heck of a lot better than what I've seen in American media. And we'll play a clip for you off the BBC concerning the bank run over there that they said wasn't a run. And don't worry, the Bank of England and the government has said everything's okay. That flipped a lot of people's switches, by the way. They made the statements that if the government says it's okay, it's time to say, I better look at this again. A 70-year-old woman cuffed for having a brown lawn. Bloodied, by the way, 70-year-old woman cuffed for having a brown lawn in Orem, Utah. A 70-year-old woman arrested in a dispute over her brown lawn pleaded not guilty Tuesday, then stood by as a Los Angeles lawyer waved handcuffs for the camera outside court. Betty Perry is charged with resisting arrest and failing to maintain her landscaping. Both are misdemeanors, folks. She was arrested on July 6th after failing to give her name to a police officer who visited her home. During a struggle, Perry fell and injured her nose. She spent more than an hour in a holding cell before police released her. I asked the citizens of Orem, how many of you would like to have your great-grandmother taken from her home with bruises and blood and placed in handcuffs for failing to water her lawn? That was from her attorney, Gloria Alfred. Let's bring sanity back to law enforcement, she said. The mayor and city council apologized, and the police department said the situation could have been handled differently. But the city attorney is still pressing charges, and Perry is due back in court next month. A state investigation found that Officer James Flagry acted properly in arresting Perry after trying to get her to cooperate. Perry's water had been turned off for about 9 months at her request, although she was living at the house at the time of her arrest. Orem has a shutoff policy for people who are away for extended periods. So evidently, she was away quite a bit, had her water turned off. her grass turned brown. Police officers showed up. She's questioning why the guy is there. He's demanding that she cooperate or be arrested. A scuffle ensued. The 70-year-old went down, possibly breaking her nose. But the mayor and city apologized, but they said the charges are going to stick. Here's the problem with property rights, and folks, if we live in these communities out there, and I would really like my neighbor to maintain his property and keep his grass mowed, you know, that is a little bit more attractive, shows a little pride in you know, what you're about and what your neighbors are looking at. I wouldn't subject them to anything that I wouldn't like to see my neighbor doing, you know, to me. So, but it's an issue of private property. But given the circumstance in this situation, for not watering her lawn, this is, again, the corporation making up the rules that may violate property rights and may violate the very tenets of the Constitution. But it doesn't matter. As long as the brilliant city fathers there come up with a policy that they want to enforce, they'll send out the corporate Keystone corporate cops to effect an arrest. Should have just shown up, issued her a citation, and left. If that's the way they want to play the game, well, there are retributions.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
We are back. I want to get into this. There was a pretty good article written here about the revolution of the establishment of the Republic in Germany, and specifically talking about the Weimar Republic and what it experienced back in the 1920s. And I've got this on the screen. I might as well do it right now. There is an interesting site out there called urbansurvival.com. I have never spoken to the gentleman that does this, but I've been watching this site for quite some time. And evidently, this guy's got a good handle on what's going on. And he writes very informative and somewhat entertaining articles. And his latest on the Fed move, orchestrating the invisible depression, he says, several readers have asked me to give an analysis of the Fed action on Tuesday and explain what it means going forward. He says, you asked for it. A couple of years back, I offered the idea to Peoplenomics subscribers that although the economy is likely to crash, there might be one way to orchestrate a crash to make it disappear. The way is to walk a perfect tightrope between a runaway deflation such as the Weimar Republic experienced in the 20s and such as Zimbabwe with its almost 7% inflation is presently in the midst of, on one hand, while at the same time avoiding the pitfalls that come with a deflationary collapse, like the one the U.S. went through in the Great Depression in the early 30s, and what was technically the secondary depression along about 1937-1938, compounded by perverse economic policies of the time. Read that New Deal. From a policy perspective, what this means in practical terms is that the Fed cannot operate and has not been operating on an even-handed basis. Without massive federal intervention, easing the stock market would have declined and some of the rot would have been sorted out. I must be a fool to believe in free markets instead of letting the normal forces of free market capitalism cause deserved failures among the companies that overleveraged, and especially the investment houses which made malinvestment during the real estate housing flipping bubble. The Fed instead threw open the discount window and is providing systematic liquidity like never before in order to keep the corporatist globalist status quo alive. Now, he says, don't get me wrong. I'm not cheerleading a crash. However, I do cheerlead for honest money that holds its value over time. That went missing in 1913 when the Fed seized America. You'll notice that the Fed wasn't pimping easy money when the markets were going up, but was only compelled to rig the table when there was a threat of it going down appeared. Can you say asymmetric policy? This has nothing to do with maintaining sound money, only maintaining the existing status quo of ever-increasing corporate gov exploitation of humans, more work, always more work, citizen, for what foreclosed homeowners experience as a declining lifestyle. Recently, I've showed you a pre-crash chart showing the danger zone where past markets have dropped precipitously about 55 days after a major peak. 55 days. Would that not put us somewhere in October? Maybe beginning of November? More on this when we come back. And I want to go into what is happening on the foreclosure rates in this country, which is astronomical, and it's only going to get worse. The cheerleader boys on Wall Street were real, real happy. But remember what happened in 29? The stock market peaked out, and then down it went, along with the rest of the detritus in the toilet bowl. It was a major flush. And who benefited out of that? Well, take a guess. We'll take the break. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Stay tuned. Much more news and information coming your way. And if you would like to opine, stealing Bill O'Reilly's deal, you can call us at 800-313-9443. Back in a minute and a half.
It's true.